Well, hello and welcome. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. And I want to thank each and every one of you guys for listening to the sound of my voice and wishing you all peace, love, and happiness. It is another wonderful day in the land of Zamunda. In celebration of Coming to America, the second iteration of Eddie Murphy's movie. I thought it was pretty incredible. I know a lot of people on social media were saying that it wasn't that good. And I'm thinking, like, what were you expecting? Like, what do you... Okay, so first of all, the first Coming to America was years and years ago. Like, a lot of people that are alive now, like, they weren't here when that movie released. And yes, it holds a soft spot in a lot of older people's hearts. How funny it was. The first time, I believe a lot of us saw Eddie Murphy playing a whole bunch of different roles. This was before he did Nutty Professor and The Clumps, when he was like playing everybody in the family. They did the same thing in Coming to America. And it was like the first time we had seen, like, this was before Black Panther. So we had never seen any kind of fictional African community where the community was thriving and it was rich and it was prosperous and people weren't out there acting like idiots. So, brand new Coming to America, released exclusively on, what was it, Netflix or was it Amazon Prime? One of them streaming services. And I thought it was pretty incredible. Like, I loved the idea of Prince Akeem when he was sowing his royal oats, even though he didn't know it. Well, I guess there are going to be spoilers here, by the way. So, there are spoilers here. So, if you haven't seen any, you want to see it, then skip this part of the podcast. But when he was out sowing his royal oats and he didn't know that he was sowing them, he had a kid. He had a son. And it was very interesting to go back. And this movie actually stayed primarily in the land of Zamunda, the fictional African prosperous country. And once again, it was a land where it showed Black folks that were prosperous and it was a thriving economy and, you know, had some of the people that were super rich and you had your bad guy and the bad guy just happened to be Wesley Snipes' character. But it was all around a great movie. It was all around a feel-good movie. It touched on a whole bunch of points from the first movie that people, for that nostalgic feeling, and then it threw in some new elements of comedy in there that I thought people would enjoy, but I guess a lot of people are trashing the movie. I'm like, and you know what's always funny to me? The people that scream the loudest about how they don't like something, those are the ones that don't create anything. Those are the ones that just sit on their couch and they consume everybody else's stuff and then they just dole out their negative thought processes on other people. But it's like, when are you going to create something? Or are you ever going to create something instead of just sitting around and just trashing what somebody else does? A lot of money changed hands for this movie to be made. Like, it was, I think I read it cost $60 million to make the movie. But I believe Netflix paid like $160 or $170 million to like own it and have exclusive streaming rights. I keep saying Netflix. I'm pretty sure it was Amazon Prime. I need to stop saying Netflix. Amazon Prime paid a hefty amount to be able to have this exclusive to their service. So it was some big things that happened in order to make this movie happen. It was they bought a lot of the old actors back. Unfortunately, Madge Sinclair, she couldn't be with us because she passed some years ago. But I mean, we had James Amos, James Earl Jones, Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall. I can't even think of the names right now. I'm kind of excited about the movie because I love like how they just kind of dropped it and it went straight to streaming services. And that's kind of indicative about how I think the country is moving towards. So, first of all, let me preface this part by saying nobody has a crystal ball and nobody can accurately predict what's going to happen. But in light of the country seeming like it's moving towards opening back up, you know, you got all of these movie services that have these options of going to straight to TV instead of going to the movie theater. So when things open back up, like, are movie theaters going to be like a big thing, or are these companies still going to push their streaming services? I mean, we've got them now, so, and you've already got several movies that on their release date, they release, like, say, for instance, on HBO Max, or Disney just did a brand new one with the Raya and the Dragon or something, and it went straight to, but theirs is like, you know, an extra $30, so you're paying for the movie, but it's just like going to the movie theater. Like, if you go to a movie theater with your family, and you end up getting the tickets and the concessions and all of that stuff, you're paying a lot more than $30, by the way. But anyway, it's just going to be interesting to see, like, where we go as a country. Think about the food delivery services like DoorDash and Uber Eats. Are those going to be that big of a thing when we get the country open back up again? Or are people going to go back out to their restaurants just because, you know, we have that ability to? I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see who prospers in this brand new way of working and who falters. I mean, you got people that have grown accustomed to working from home, and it's going to be really hard for them to try to go back into the office. And then you got businesses who see the value of, instead of hiring employees, they're hiring freelancers. So are they going to take that extra financial burden of hiring and training and getting insurance for their employees? Or are they just going to stick with the freelancer? So, man, it's actually very exciting times if you're not the type of person that has that glass half empty thing. Like, this is a time of some serious opportunity. Seriously. You see things like Bitcoin being offered in a lot more places as a viable currency for their products and services. You've got vending machines that actually will transfer. You can buy Bitcoin on them. You can buy, like, snacks on vending machines with Bitcoin. Now, it's a whole bunch of these instances where, like, the genie's out of the bottle. Like, you can't stuff the genie back in the bottle, so to speak. We're not going to be able to go back to how it was. I don't think we're going to go back to, like, how it was. I think there's going to be a brand new world. So you either adjust to the brand new world or you get left behind. But anyway, nice to see all of these things, all of these changes. Really excited. There's some more movies coming up that are going to be released, like, straight to streaming services. I'm not going to lie. The first one I did pay for Mulan on Disney Plus. I don't regret that I did that. I mean, yeah, it was $29.99, and I thought Mulan was a great movie. The live action version was great. Like, I loved it. But who's to say, like, after we get, like, vaccinated and the country opened back up and stuff opens back up, are we still going to be excited to do that? Like, am I still going to do that? I don't know. You know, wow, this is exciting times, guys. And I hope you all are looking at it with prosperity in your heart, instead of thinking like doom and gloom. Like, this is the perfect opportunity to be just a prosperous mindset, because there's just so much good going on. The things that we should have learned during this pandemic, and I know not everybody took the pandemic as to be like a learning opportunity. Some people were just trying to get by day to day, but there's certain things that we can pick up, and you know that there are certain things that we used to do, even though we've done them for years and years and years, they're just not the way to go. They might not have ever been the way to go, but the way that we are living now with technology and people opening their eyes and things like that, those things are proven, really proven, to be old and antiquated. So, but anyway, everybody, just be a prosperous mindset. That's what I want to give you guys with this particular segment. So, question of the day. If you saw the new Coming to America, did you like it? Did you enjoy it? Are you on board with this, the way that movies are going now, with the straight to streaming service for a lot of these kind of bigger movies? You know, to me, Coming to America would be considered like kind of a blockbuster movie just because the name Eddie Murphy, and because the movie was such a hit back in the day. Something else like that coming out, you know, that would be a big hit in the theaters. Like, that would be a big draw for crowds in the theater. So, are you on board with that? Do you like that? Let me know. Anyway, we take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Hey guys, DeCourcy Williams coming at you, and I want to introduce you to my blog.
I call it Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures, but you can find it by visiting www.9w6e.com. Of course, I'll have it in the show notes description. If you can't click on the link, just make sure that you go check it out. I want to draw your attention to the tab that says Biohacking Supplements. You know, biohacking is the art of taking a supplement and forcing your body to work at its best. And I have a particular supplement that I really want you guys to experience. It's called Brain Reimagined by VeloVita. It is an incredible supplement that has me working at my best. It's healthy brain food, guys. So what that does is give you bursts of energy, improved mental focus, and incredible mental acuity. So go check out my blog today, and you can get some more information about how you can get your hands on some. Well, welcome back. Thank you very much for sticking with me here. On other news, can you believe that right about the time that you should be listening to this podcast, it's been a year since the COVID-19 pandemic first reared its ugly head kind of in mainstream media? I mean, before March of 2020, we were hearing grumblings about it. You might have heard some news about it, but I don't think anybody thought that it would be like it was now. Right about now was when Tom Hanks and his wife texted out that they were positive and they were like in another country or something like that. If I remember correctly, that kind of started right around now. Who would have thought that this pandemic would have taken us on this type of a ride as it has? Just the loss of people who probably didn't need to be lost. Like, my thoughts and condolences for anybody out there who has lost someone or who has been affected. I know my wife has lost a couple of family members directly to COVID-19. And it's a horrible, horrible feeling that certain suggestions that were made by the people that went to school the longest and got the degrees and they know, you know, medical stuff, it seems like their logic was overridden by somebody at home looking up WebMD and symptoms on Google. And, you know, I just wanted to just take some time out to just recognize that this pandemic has been with us for a year. We're not quite out of the woods yet. I'm hearing about a lot of people getting vaccinations. My parents have been vaccinated. My mother was the first one actually in my family. She's gotten both of her shots and, you know, daughter's gotten it. My father's got his first shot. I got a grandmother who's still here with us, thankfully, that's gotten it. You know, it's just so much that we've gone through and so many changes in this last year. And it brought me to the conclusion that it's something that I already knew in the back of my head, but I just kind of want to share it with you guys here. And that no matter what's going on, no matter what is happening, the best investment that you could make is in yourself. And I'm talking all around investment. I'm talking about in your mental well-being, in your physical well-being, in your mental, your state of mind, financially, education-wise. I'm talking about keeping your spirits up. Like, there's no other investment that will give you the greatest return on investment than investing in yourself. So, I've learned that here because a lot of things that we were kind of taking for granted that we always had available to us was stripped away for a lot of people. On top of losing like family members and friends, people lost their businesses, people lost their way of life, people lost their faith in those that were supposed to be looking out for us. We've lost a lot during this pandemic. And like I said, I've realized that the best way to get through something like this, like first of all, the fact that I'm still here is I'm blessed. If you're still listening to this podcast, if you're still here with us on this planet, consider yourself blessed and highly favored, number one. Number two, it's never been more apparent to me than right now the fact that investing in yourself pays off in humongous dividends. And a couple of ways that you can do that. And I want to share some of the things that I've done. I have actually upped my book reading. Well, I guess you can't call it book reading because it's audible. So I listen to books, but I've upped the amount of books that I've listened to. And you know the type of books that I'm listening to? Well, I've already talked about Prosperity Consciousness. I'm also listening, well, this other book, So Why Aren't You Rich? I'm listening to that. Another book I'm listening to is Think Again by Adam Grant. How to Persuade and Get Paid by Phil Jones. Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. I think I might have mentioned that on this podcast also. I actually picked up Way of the Wolf. I haven't started listening to it yet, but Jordan Belfort, and you know, about the inspired by the movie Wolf of Wall Street. Of course, A Promised Land by Barack Obama. The Jim Rohn Legacy series. So you can kind of get a feel for the stuff that I listen to. I try to fill myself up with positivity and forward progressing ideas. And that's one way that you can invest in yourself. Start reading some books. If you're not a book reader like me, start listening to audiobooks. If you can't stand listening to audiobooks, then I don't know what to tell you. You got to be able to get those good vibes into your system somehow. You got to listen to something. You got to watch something. There's YouTube channels that's devoted to motivational messages. Evan Carmichael is one that comes to mind. You know, Eric Thomas is also one that comes to mind. So, making sure that you're getting a dose daily of motivation and positivity. Number two, I've actually started working out. And a big part of that, I believe, is due to the Brain Reimagined from Velaviti. You know, the super brain food that I've been taking on a daily basis. It gives me that energy, that mental focus, that mental clarity. But it also has some other side effects. Like, I've been feeling so great lately that I've just started working out. And I just work out with Apple Fitness Plus, you know, at home on my Apple TV. And, you know, kind of keeps my heart rate going. So, exercise. That's the point I want to make. Getting your blood flowing. Exercise helps clear pollutants out of your body. It helps your body operate and flush junk out. And I don't need to go on. I don't need to be on this podcast touting the effects that exercise can have on you, or the benefits that exercise can have on you. I'm pretty sure everybody knows that. But making sure that you get like at least that 30 minutes a day of, you know, getting your heart rate pumping. That'll help you. That's an investment in yourself. Another way that I invest in yourself is to start appreciating nature. You know, during this time, a lot of people, we weren't allowed to like go to bars or club. Well, some people did, which is probably why we're still dealing with this mess a year later, because some people took it seriously, some people didn't. But a lot of the things that, like going out and having fun and being with friends and stuff like that, was taken away from us. So start appreciating nature. Like, just go outside for a walk. Be outside. I forgot how good it feels to, you know, have the sunshine on my skin sometimes. And being locked up and cooped up in the house, we kind of forget that. So making sure that you get outside on top of getting some movement. Appreciate sunlight. Appreciate feeling the wind blowing on your face and through, you know, through your clothes and on your body, you know, to be connected to outside. That's an investment in yourself, by the way. So another thing that you can invest in yourself is making sure that you stay connected to the people that you love. And during these times that might just have been whittled down to a Zoom call or a FaceTime call, but it's still very important to keep in touch with those that you care about, or keep in touch with people, period. Because even though we might not have a lot of a lot of that face-to-face contact, but still seeing somebody and talking to them, that helps out a great deal. You know, it kind of flex your social muscles kind of thing. And then outside of that, make sure that you devote yourself to a hobby. Something that brings you enjoyment, something that fills your life up, something to do other than, you know, just kind of sitting around the house waiting or watching your streaming service of choice. You know, if you're into cigars, go order you some cigars and experiment with different flavors of cigars. I talk about my Wine of the Month Club. That was a lifesaver during this time because I was able to experience some really good, good wines. And, you know, it wasn't a whole bunch of pressure to make the right choice. You know, you're going through the aisle at the grocery store, you got thousands of bottles of wine to pick from, you don't know what to pick from, you don't forget all of that. Join you up with a wine club that sends you bottles of wine to your house. You don't have to think about it. It's going to be good. Like I said, I've been part of this club for coming up on like a year and a half now. I've been with this company for a while. Have not had a bad wine yet. I repeat, I have not, after getting 4 bottles a month for this entire time, I have not had 1 bad bottle of wine. And you know, something like that also just enhances quality of life, even if it's in a small way. Wine drinking is a hobby. You know, cigar smoking could be a hobby. Going out jogging could be a hobby. I see people on sharing puzzles that they like put together, like jigsaw puzzles. I mean, even some people, they put them together and then they just crumble them up. You know, but just something that gives you enjoyment. And that's what I got, guys. That's what I got. Just a couple of tips that you can use to, you know, invest in yourself, to help you become a more well-rounded person. Because it's plainly obvious that when the stuff that we take for granted gets stripped away from us, some of us have a really hard time coping. And some of these things will just help us cope. Now, like I said, nobody has a crystal ball. We don't have any idea of how things are going to go from here forward. But we've been dealing with this thing for, I mean, it's been a little bit longer than a year. I can't remember when the incident on the cruise ship happened. I think that was the first I heard of it. The people that were on the boat and they wouldn't let them off the boat. And they kind of just stayed there. And these people were on this cruise ship for a good little while until they were able to get off because we didn't know what they had with them, what they were bringing with them. So, all of this just seems like a bad, bad dream. So you need to do something to try to keep your spirits up, I would say. So invest in yourself, guys. That's what I got for you. Thank you very much for sticking with me. I'm going to invite you to join me on my various forms of social media. You know, I'm on Facebook, Instagram is Corsi the Wine Lover. Don't forget my blog. I call it Corsi's Corner of Online Treasures. But you can find it by visiting www.9w6e.com. There you can find out more information about the Wine of the Month Club. You can find out more information about the Brain Reimagined by Vela Vida. You can find out about all the stuff that I've got going on that, you know, kind of helps enhance quality of life. Because that's really all that's up there, to be honest with you. Stuff that helps people to enhance their lifestyle. So thank you guys very much. Hope you all have an incredible, incredible weekend. Man, I really just wish happiness and wellness for everybody. I'm really one of those people who genuinely wishes people good tidings and good wishes. So have yourself an amazing weekend, and I will talk to you in the next one.